Bank of Cardiff. This is Patrick.
Oh, hi, Patrick. My name is Cynthia Houston. I'm with Houston Pools in Fairfax, Virginia. And I had gotten something in the mail from you guys about unsecured loans for business.
Yeah, definitely. Could I just start with that 16-digit reservation code, and I'll go ahead and pull up the file for you guys?
Sure. It's 2511.
Uh-huh.
4501.
Uh-huh.
0018.
Uh-huh.
9164.
64. Perfect. And then you said it was Cynthia that I'm speaking with?
Yes.
Perfect. And that's with Houston Pools? Did I say that right?
It's Houston.
Houston? Okay. Looks like they messed up the...
No. It's right. It's H-U-S-T-O-N.
Oh, it's just pronounced Houston or Houston?
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I gotcha. Perfect. And then it's Cynthia Houston that I'm speaking with?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And then a good number in case we get disconnected?
Sure. I'll give you a couple numbers, actually. 703-314-1446.
Okay.
That's a cell number. And then the office number is 703-246-0037.
Perfect. That's the one you're calling from right now?
Yes.
Awesome.
That's the office number.
Perfect. And then company name is Houston Pools Incorporated?
Yes, sir.
DBA name is the same?
Yes.
Perfect. Looks like you guys are in Fairfax, Virginia?
Yes.
And how do you structure the business?
It's at S Corp.
And then are you the 100% owner for you guys?
No, I'm a 50% owner, and then my partner's sitting here with me.
Okay, and who would that be?
His name is S-A-N-D-Y. Sandy, and his last name's Houston, H-U-S-T-O-N.
Is that maybe husband?
No.
Okay, I gotcha. Sibling or?
Other.
Oh, I gotcha. I just noticed the last name, so I had to ask.
Yeah.
Okay, and then let's see. Best email to reach you guys at?
Houston, H-U-S-T-O-N, pools@gmail.com.
pools@gmail.com. Perfect. And then how long have you guys been in business for out there?
28 years.
When did you guys first file the business?
1990. Okay, yeah, 1990.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And then what's the best address you guys are at now? Is it the 11125 Lee Highway, number 300?
It's actually 11145 Lee Highway. In Fairfax. There's no suite. I don't know how they got the suite number.
Yeah, I don't either. But you end up getting that mailer, though, so it made it out there successfully.
The mailman knows us.
All right, I see. All right, perfect. So, we have a few different programs here, depending on what you guys are looking to do. If you want to just tell me a little bit more about what you guys are looking for, I can point you in the right direction.
Okay, let me tell you what I have. I have a loan. A line of credit loan that I want to get paid off, and it's the balance on it's $70,000. It's through United Bank, and I just want to just pay it off. I'm just...
Okay, you want to refi that?
Yeah, and then I have two other small loans that are like $20,000 a piece, and I want to get those paid off.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I've paid them off, and then I've taken them back out, and, you know, things like that. But
Yeah. Could I just get the breakdown with all three of those loans? You said the first one, we'll tackle these one by one. You said
I want to say it's between $70,000 and $75,000. I need to get the payoff, but let's just say $75,000 to be on the safe side.
Okay. And that was with United?
I would say 20 apiece, so 40 on the other ones.
And were those both with the same lender? Or?
No, different lenders.
Who are those both with?
One's with, what is the other one? Liberty Funding, and the other one is Can Capital.
Okay, perfect. And are you still current on all three of them?
Yes.
And then could I just get the breakdown? We'll start with the United Bank one. How long ago did you bring that one on?
Oh, my gosh. I've had that loan forever. How long have we had that United Bank one? Yeah, it's a line of credit, so I mean, I've paid it off and I've taken it back out. I would say at least 15 years.
Is that who you guys bank with as well?
No. Wells Fargo.
Okay. And then you said about 15 years?
God, has it been 15 years at least, right? 2001, 2? I think it was 2002 is when we took that out.
How much did you guys originally bring on?
I think we originally had 100,000, right?
125? I think it was 100. I want to say it was 100,000, then we paid it off, and then we took more money out, and then we paid it off, and now it's 70,000 paid off.
Okay.
100.
Okay, so I gotcha. So originally you had 100, used it, and then they gave you another 100, and you down to about 70?
Yeah.
Perfect. How much you guys, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Originally it was an interest-only loan, and so, like, we would just pay it off, and then it was, you know, we'd pay interest on it, and then we'd pay it off. And then a few years back, I think probably about 8 years ago, they did, they amortized it over 30 years.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Yeah, so quite a long time you guys are going to be looking at paying that one then.
Yeah, and I don't want to deal with it anymore. So.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. What's the payment you guys are paying on those like?
Well, we pay different amounts. On the United Bank loan, it's structured differently because we pay more in the summertime than we do
right,
in
right.
The winter.
Right. Yeah, do you want to just give me the breakdown for the United one first, and you know we'll tackle the next
United
ones after
we
that?
We pay about $1,200 a month in season, and I think it's $450 in the off season. And the off season is like November, December, January, and February.
Okay. You said December through February?
Yeah.
And that was
November through February.
Oh, November, okay. And then that was about $450 you said for the slow time for you guys?
Yeah.
$450 a month. And then what is it you guys do out there? You guys install pools or?
We have a retail store. We install in-ground custom pools, and we have a service company.
Oh, nice. So just about everything to do with the pools, huh?
Yeah.
Nice. We're located out here in San Diego, so.
Oh, nice.
See quite a few of those.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. What do you guys do to, you know, stay busy during the winter and everything when it gets slow?
Well, in the wintertime, we do have some retail service for spas, spa chemicals and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We basically sell pools over the wintertime to gear up for the springtime. We take contracts.
Right.
We go to trade shows to upgrade our education on what's going on in the industry.
Right.
Things of that nature.
Right, and you said you had a store too, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm sure you guys. Yeah, I keep pretty busy on that one then, huh?
Yeah.
That's good too, and it's all with Houston Pools?
Yes, it's all under one name.
Okay, cool. And then, alright, so let's move on to the Liberty one then. How long ago did you guys bring that one on?
Liberty, I think we just got that one last month, but we had it, we took it out in December of last year, then we paid it off, and then we took another one out.
December of 15?
Yeah.
How much did you guys originally bring on? 20 again, or?
Yeah, 20,000.
And then you guys,
we paid it off, and then we took another $20,000 out. I think that was in August.
Okay, so pretty recently then.
Yeah.
What's the payments like for that one, too?
What do we pay on that every month? Like, I mean, every week, isn't it $800 a week? Yeah, it's $746 a week.
Okay, weekly payments with those?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then what's the interest like on that one as well? What kind of rate did you guys get?
Well, they don't really tell you what the rate is. They kind of like...
I gotcha.
I
so
it was
one
like
of those
32% or something like that. It was pretty crazy, but
right.
You know,
do you know maybe about the United one as well with the rate on that one?
The United one is amortized. I think that's around 8%.
Okay.
7%, yeah.
And that was over. You said 30.
Yeah, amortized over 30 years. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And then the Can
the
Capital
Can
one.
That originally was 80,000. Right? It was originally 80,000, and now it's down to, it's probably a little bit under 20 that I owe on it, and I pay $1,023 a week.
23 a week?
1,023.
Right. And then how long ago did you guys bring that one on, the 80K originally?
That was in September of 14.
And it's down to about 20 now?
Yeah, it was originally 40,000, then they upped it to 80,000, and then we're just paying it down, so we owe both. I think it's a little bit under 20,000.
I gotcha. And you said that was 2014, I'm sorry?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. September
2014. Okay. So, nice. It's been quite a while with that one, too.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. So, yeah, just a few more factors, and, you know, I'll be able to, you know, get a little better idea of what we can do to help you guys out. What's, you know, your annual sales like?
We do about $1.3 million a year.
was that for this last year, 15?
Yes.
What are you guys tracking for this year?
Probably about 1.6. We're a little bit more busier than we were last year.
Nice. Just more business, or?
Yeah, more business. We're getting more new construction while we make most of our money. That's really picked up for us.
Right. Is it
Yeah.
What's the weather like out there right now? Is it still pretty hot and everything?
Oh man, it's beautiful.
When does it start getting cold and everything?
November, and then we'll slow down, and then we'll start back up in February if the weather holds out. But we don't ever get
really.
I mean, we live. I mean, sometimes we get snow, but most times it's just rain and it goes away. You know.
Right, and just gets a little cold.
Yeah.
Right, I gotcha. Perfect. And then have you guys, been looking anywhere else to, bring on some additional capital? Have you tried to get any more from United, Liberty, or CAN?
No, we haven't. I know that we have to renew our one with United, I think, in October.
Mm-hmm.
And we got this in the mail, and we said, hey, we should just look at this so we can pay all these off at the same time and just have one payment.
Yep.
So we're like,
make it a lot easier, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, definitely. It sounds like you guys have a pretty strong business out there, too, with, the sales and whatnot. So we definitely should be able to see what we can make happen.
Okay.
Just hypothetically speaking, too, say we wouldn't be able to get that full amount to refi all three of them. Would you guys still be looking to maybe take on a second position to, refi maybe two of them, or?
Definitely the 70 has to go. The 75,000 one has to go. So
that's priority number one. Okay. No, I gotcha. And then kind of, in best case scenario, then all three we could take care of at once.
Yeah.
Option kind of plan B would just be that 70.
Yeah. No, probably not. I'd probably want to do the 20 and the 75 or whatever.
Okay. For plan B?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then would you guys be looking to also, just hypothetically speaking, if we could get any more capital, would you guys be looking to maybe net the difference, or do you just want to refi?
I think we probably just want to refi at this point.
Okay,
I just want to get everything under control and just refi and just, what we have and just have one payment. And
yeah, just get it all knocked out at once.
Control with, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely, I understand that. When were you guys looking to, bring all this on by, too? What's kind of the deadline? I know you said you had to renew that next month in October.
Okay,
well, actually, that's a few
two,
days.
In the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay, perfect. So, pretty soon.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it shouldn't be an issue with, that over here as well. Typically, within about 24 hours of, receiving your paperwork, I'll be able to get you guys an approval and see what we can do. And then, if everything runs smoothly, we can fund in about 48 hours, on top of that approval. So I know it's only Tuesday and it's pretty early out here as well, so I'll shoot over the application, everything like that, once we get off the phone. And then depending on when I get that back, I'll, get the ball rolling on that. Plan B for you guys, though, what's the other option if you guys can't secure any funding for these? Just kind of keep paying the bills?
Yeah,
and
we'll just keep on chugging along.
Right, I gotcha. And then, let's see, what's your credit like as well? Yourself and looks like Sandy as well.
Mr. Sandy's is better than mine. Mine's just fair. His is actually good, so.
Any ballpark maybe for both of them, or?
Ballpark meaning?
Just kind of like a maybe general range. I mean, like you guys 7, 6, maybe even
no,
towards
it's not
8.
No, 7. What is your 6 what? 650. You said it's around 640.
And then yourself?
Mine's around 600.
Okay.
The problem is we carry, all the business, and we only get paid whenever. So it's hard.
Right,
it's really
right.
It's hard because everybody gets paid before we do.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's kind of what I was asking, too, if you guys would be looking to kind of net the difference if we could get you any more money, because we have a lot of people that, actually use that capital for, those payover issues. And
well, that would be nice, but that would be the ultimate goal. But if I could just refinance what I had, I'd be happy.
No, yeah, definitely, definitely. Just trying to, line the priorities up with you guys and get on the same page so we can get it taken care of. All right,
I think
definitely.
I'm looking at 150. I mean 115, right? Is that what I was looking at with the whole amount? So
yeah, just about.
I mean, actually, 125 would be fine too. Whatever.
Yeah, we can, you know, definitely shoot for that and see what we can do. You know, we have a lot of different programs over here as well, too, so definitely can make something happen. We'll just see, you know, how much the amount is we can get in the end. Also, with the application, what we're going to require is just 6 months of the most recent business bank statements.
Okay,
yeah, that, and then also a copy of the most recent tax return. Did you guys get 2015 filed and everything?
Yeah, I have that.
Perfect, perfect. So, yeah, if you just want to attach a copy of that as well. And then okay. Do you still have the contract or even the cover letters with the past loans that we're looking to refi, the one with United, Liberty, and CAN?
I'm sure I have CAN and Liberty, but I probably don't have United because it was so long ago.
Yeah, I was just going to say that one.
So.
Yeah. Well, maybe any documentation for United that you could attach, even if it was just maybe a summary or a month-to-date or... you know, kind of, yeah, just some, so because we're looking to refi this so we can get the breakdown on paper.
Yeah, that's fine.
But definitely. And other than that, I think that's just about it. I'll go ahead and shoot over the application to that email right when we get off the phone. And then when do you think I can get this back from you, too?
I would say by tomorrow.
Okay, perfect.
I have a few things I need to get done in the office today. They're kind of pressing, so I'll focus on that tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. And since you guys are the 50% owners, we'll just need a signed signature from both of you guys. You won't both have to fill out the application. When you see it, there's a little middle section that has your personal information where just, you know, your name, social, date of birth and whatnot, and then signature. So that's all we'll need from both of you guys. If you want to just fill out one copy, you know, with all of the business information and whatnot, we'll just need a signature from you and Sandy as well.
Okay, that's fine.
Perfect. Other than that, do you have any other questions for me?
No, that's it.
Perfect. Could I leave you with my number just in case you have any questions? Because this number that you called is the hotline for the bank, so that way you can reach me directly.
Okay, hold on. Let me write it on here. And what was your name?
Patrick.
Patrick. Okay, and what's the number?
It's
858-252-1481. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so you'll send me that application shortly?
Yep, within 5-10 minutes, I'll shoot it right when we get off the phone. And then one quick question for you as well before I get you off the phone. You guys said that you guys bank with Wells, correct?
Wells Fargo, mm-hmm.
Did you guys approach them to you know, see if you can get any refi or maybe a line or anything like that?
Actually, no, we haven't.
Just kind of didn't want to you know, go down that avenue? Or?
No, I guess we just didn't even think about it.
No, it's fine.
Wells Fargo about getting a bank loan? No, right?
No, we haven't.
It's fine.
Just all of our accounts, and I also have my
personal
credit card thing with them too.
Right, right.
Yeah, the Clover thing. So I have all my, and all that's with Wells Fargo.
And no issue. Yeah. I was just kind of you know, seeing the, you know, the situation and, you know, kind of what else is going on. But yeah, we definitely can put our best foot forward to see what we can help you guys out with, and I'm sure we can come up with something pretty you know, satisfactory in the end. But we'll definitely you know, get this taken care of for you.
Let me know. Thanks.
All right, Cynthia. Yep, I'll shoot that email over, and if you have any questions, just give me a call.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.